The Story of Jason, also known as Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? By the Reverend Arlie Fadness of Harrisburg, South Dakota.
In the land of puzzling tales, there lived an 8-year-old boy by the name of Jason. Now in this land and in the neighborhood where Jason lived, the unexpected always happened. Instead of football, they played kneeball. Instead of the children going to school, the teachers were busy going to homes. And in the summer, it was not uncommon to see water freeze, and in the wintertime, leaves grew on trees. It was a funny, strange place. One incident in the land of puzzling tales stands out. When it was time for Jason's 9th birthday, as usual, the unusual happened. Jason's grandparents came from their home across the state to help celebrate. But of course, when they got to Jason's neighborhood, they went immediately to the Browns down the street and visited and stayed there. When Jason's mother baked the birthday cake, she gave it to the letter carrier to eat. And when all the neighborhood kids heard it was Jason's birthday, they exchanged gifts with one another, and of course, Jason got none. There was a blizzard of birthday cards. The post office had to hire extra workers and work longer hours to handle the deluge of cards. Of course, in the land of puzzling tales, the expected was the unexpected, and all the kids, the moms and dads, grandparents, even a couple of dogs and a parakeet got cards, while poor Jason got none. Finally, about 9 o'clock, in a fit of frustration and anger, Jason went out of his house, borrowed the school cheerleader's megaphone, rode up and down the street on his unicycle, and shouted at the top of his lungs, "Whose birthday is it anyway?" And the night was so silent that all night long echoes bounced off the mountainsides. "Whose birthday is it anyway? Whose birthday is it anyway?" It is Jesus' birthday. Jesus ought to receive the gifts. Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me." We give to Jesus when we give to the poor, the weak, the hungry, the homeless, the refugees, the prisoners. It will be a great birthday celebration when God's people begin in earnest to give once again to Jesus. For after all, it is His birthday, isn't it?
Once in royal David City stood a lowly cattle shed where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ, her little child. Christ who once was Mary's baby loves each child upon this earth and desires that truth and justice welcome every human birth. We who pledge to follow